The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. With me today is my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and as you know, we have dedicated 2023 to families and the stress they are facing. Today, we're going to discuss the adolescent members of our families and their mental health. Brenda, good morning, first of all. How are you living?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine, you know, day by day. When I get to be minute by minute, I'll start to worry, doing okay. Would you introduce our guests today?
I would love to. So we have Girls Inc. with us again. It's always a pleasure to have them with us. So we have Addison, who goes by Addie sometimes, and Mia, and then also a staff member, Yvette. So welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Got to talk close, okay?
So today we're going to talk about mental health and the dreaded or exciting going back to school. But let's kind of start off with the summer. How's it going for you guys? I know earlier we were talking about the great summer you're having at Girls Inc. Addison, do you want to kind of say some of the highlights you've had?
Yeah. Girls Inc. is a great program. My favorite part is probably Toolbox, where we get to go around and learn about jobs and have the opportunities to kind of see what they do. We've been to the police station, the fire station, and where we got to learn about their different things that they do.
Mia, how about you?
My favorite thing we get to do is what we get to bond, because bonding is like my favorite thing to do with people.
So meeting with the other girls then, right? When you talk about bonding?
Yeah, I like meeting the new people, the new staff. I get to meet new friends and people every day.
So you guys earlier were talking about, you know, you've been doing this for a couple of times, a couple of years. And you've been doing it for several, like 5 years, you said?
Yeah, I've done this for 5 years.
So it's pretty powerful, you were all talking about, right?
Yeah, being pretty experienced.
Yvette, anything you'd like to say about the summer program and how much fun it is?
Yeah, so I've really enjoyed working for Girls Inc. This is actually my second summer. This summer has honestly been crazy. I've had to work from first grade to 11th grade, which is honestly amazing to see such different age range coming through Girls Inc. I think that they have so many amazing opportunities at Girls Inc., from Toolbox, which the older girls work with, to Zelda, which is like they work on anatomy of bodies and like health, and it just like it teaches from such a young age, and it's such an amazing curriculum that they're teaching.
The other fun thing that you guys talked about, somebody is a really good cook there, and you like the food. Addison, you were commenting about that.
Yeah, can I say your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So our cook there is Miss Claudia, and she's always thinking of what everyone is going to like and what most people enjoy, and she makes amazing meals from just mac and cheese to pastas and the Alfredo. I have to say, it's pretty good.
So it's all that comfort food, right?
Yeah.
And feeling kind of cared for, that's always kind of makes it special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guests from Girls Inc. We have Mia, we have Addie, and we have Yvette. And we're talking about Girls Inc. and the summer activities. Let me ask you, Yvette, how many girls do you serve?
160.
Whoa, is that a day?
Yeah, like it ranges really on how many girls come, but that's our summer program.
And you talked about earlier, you have them from first grade up to 11th grade?
Yeah.
That's quite a span.
It really is. See all those ages and everyone bonding. That's such a beautiful program.
Well, that's about the age of our kids, isn't it, Brenda? First grade to high school. We have the kids in the same range?
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, there's never too soon to start having kids focus on themselves and learn how to manage and navigate life and the mental health, the physical health, how to connect with people. And so everybody getting together, starting young and just moving together through that process is very powerful, like Yvette said. And, you know, we're all about reaching out as a community and working together. And this is a great program. And it's wonderful just to hear about that.
You know, I love to hear Mia when she talked about she likes to bond with people. That is something that we really need to do now because of the pandemic pushed us all apart. We were pulled away from each other. And then we get used to commenting on the phone or our computer. And I think there's a use for that. There's a need for texting and stuff. It works. But like anything else, in moderation. And I was thinking the other day, I said, zombie. You know, to talk about a zombie apocalypse. Maybe zombie is just look at your cell phone all the time. Walk into a waiting room and people look like zombies on their phones. So I want to present to everybody, reconnect. And reconnect is simply this. And it ties into what Mia was saying. It's a bonding. And just pick three or four people that once a month you'll go see. It can be breakfast. It can be a hobby that you do. It could be dinner, lunch, anything like that. Pick a new friend out in the agency. But once a month, contact them. Let's practice the art of conversation. We stop talking and we need each other. And that we were designed that way. So, I mean, I'm all for getting back in there and reconnecting. Anybody want to discuss that? Addie or Mia, your thoughts on that?
I feel like I like talking more in person because then you get that real connection with them. Like being out in society and seeing the beautiful things on the street, you get to like understand and experience and explore the world just a little bit more.
Absolutely. Totally agree. How about you, Yvette?
I honestly agree. It's such an amazing thing to now be able to do everything in person compared to COVID. But I think that the summer program especially really allows girls to connect with different girls from different schools. In Girls Inc., there's girls from even Homer, Nebraska, and to Sergeant Bluff. There's just a wide variety of girls. And Girls Inc. gives them that connection to really connect and learn and just be themselves.
Well, let me ask you, ladies, you have any summertime hobbies that okay, Addie, what do you got for your hobby?
For me, volleyball is a lot. And going swimming, seeing my friends and connecting with them, especially when they're going through hard times or when they need it, when I need it,
That's really good, and, you know, friends and when they need it. How about you, Mia?
I actually do a variety of sports and other hobbies. Like, I've done soccer for 8 years. I've done volleyball for 2 years. I've played softball for 4 years. I've played some other sports. Like, I've tried out for football. I just didn't really like it. It was very dominant. There wasn't a lot of girls on the team. There was only like one or two. So I didn't really continue playing it. I do art outside. I like walking. I like volunteering. I do a lot of volunteering and community service.
You know, all of that stuff is good for your mental health. You know, you're keeping yourself active. You're going out there and doing the things you want to do. And that's important because as you go on, you all have dreams of where you want to end up, right? What you want to do. Addie, you got a dream of what you want to do? Where you want to go? Talk a little closer to the mic, please. There you go.
I've always loved animals, and I've always been really fond of the ocean. So I've always wanted to be a marine biologist.
Well, then you're starting that right now. Okay, I know it's tough to say in the middle of the country. You know, when I moved here, they told me there was a beach. I came from the Boston area, and I said, beach? You know, couldn't find a beach here. Well, I get it now, but marine biologist, boy, oh boy, that's a great field. So stick with your dream, okay? How about you, Mia?
I really love taking care of animals. It's always been my dream since I was really little. I want to be a vet.
Fantastic. And I bet you'll be a good vet. And I bet, Addie, you'll be a good marine biologist. Follow your dream, because if you want to do those things, it starts now. And everything you do piques your interest in learn something new in a field you like. So that's great. Hey, we're coming up on our break right now, so continue with your morning chill. Have another cup of coffee, a glass of orange juice. We'll be right back when things aren't going well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guests, Addie, Mia, and Yvette from Girls Inc. So let's continue our discussion, because you'd love to hear it, ladies, from your perspective. Let's talk about mental wellness. And Addie, you kind of touched on it, talking about taking care of friends and when the friends are having a tough day. Who wants to go first? Let's just take us through a day at school, a day at Girls Inc. Who wants to go first? Okay, Addie?
It depends on the day. There's a wide variety of things we do. We do toolbox a lot. We do a lot of things where girls can learn to be leaders and how you become a leader. We have lunch. Well, for us, we have lunch at 1. And then sometimes we go swimming. We go to toolbox a lot. We have maths. We do Freckle, which is a computer thing that helps you learn. So really, it's like a really fun version of school.
Mia?
I feel like most of the day we do a lot of face-to-face conversation. Like, it's nothing like we're never far apart from each other. We're always together. We usually do, like, certain programs to help us bond, or when we learn about our cultures and some other stuff that we do. We do some other programs, like Addie said, Toolbox. And we do a lot of art. We get a lot of hands-on kind of programs.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think you guys certainly keep yourself busy. And the summer goes by fast, I bet. So it's good. Let me, Addie, you talked about earlier, a friend is down. How can you tell when one of your friends are down? And what do you do?
For me, my best friend has been down a little lately. And how I noticed that is she wasn't acting a lot like herself. She was down, not doing the things she usually enjoys doing. And then so we try to get as close together as we can. And she lives a little ways away, so we'll call each other a few times every week. We'll scheme behind my parents' back for trying to get together sometimes, and I make a lot of gifts for her to help her when she's going through a rough time. She's the best friend I've ever had.
Well, and that's what a friend is for. You know, there was an old saying, there's a book out, and everything I learned in life I learned in kindergarten. And one of the rules was, anybody can do this. We learned this early. You hold hands and you look both ways before you cross the street.
Yep.
And if we just go back to that very basic rule, we'll help each other. And that's wonderful that you're there for your friend. How about you, Mia?
I'd say like the vibe completely changed. You can tell when someone's off from their usual self, whether it's they stop talking as much or whether they start talking more or whether they're like they seem angry or they seem sad or face expressions or the way like they immediately stop talking. You can obviously tell when someone's feeling down or they're angry, certain emotions that just trigger the mind.
Yvette, you see a lot of children. What do you see with them when you, what do you do when you have a kid that's just a little off today?
Yeah, I definitely think it's tough seeing kids go through so much at a young age. And, oh, sorry, I don't know.
Well, that's okay. We're here to block for these kids. We want to create those opportunities for them to go through. So there's enough red tape out there that maybe we just start blocking for you guys, making some holes for you guys to get through, and change things that you think aren't right. So the fact that you feel empowered to do it is very good. That's the first step. Addie?
I'd just like to say, a lot of kids have sometimes just come to Girls Inc. down, and the teachers immediately help them, and at the end of the day they're back to their usual happy self, and it's inspiring for me.
Well, do you ladies have a spot that you go to when you're having a tough time? You, Addie, you talked about being there for your friend. Who's there? Where do you go when you're having a tough time? What do you do?
Usually I'll go sit outside in the quiet, or I'll go to my room, sleep, or read a book. And then I have these, like, empowering card things that I have in my room. So when I'm having a tough time, sometimes I'll just take one out. And it's like a positive affirmation thing.
That is so good. So good. Mia?
I feel like me and my best friend lean on each other. So whenever I'm having a bad day, she helps me. Whenever she's having a bad day, I help her. Or I really love being with my family or my pet because, emotional support.
You know, we all have to have a spot to go to, somewhere where we can just readjust, get ourselves centered, some deep breaths, and then go back out. So I love to hear that you have these places. Brenda, you, our children, and finding their spots, finding their places, our children are very susceptible to having an off day. You want to comment on that?
I think a lot of times our kids like going to their room, playing with Legos, journaling, drawing, dancing, you know, or doing yoga, that deep breathing, all those different things. Every kid or client or child, there is something we call coping skills, and we will tap into their list and remind them how to use that. I think what's phenomenal in listening to Mia and Addie is they're already recognizing when they themselves are off or when a friend is off, and they know how to reconnect. And that's very empowering and also very inspirational for me as an adult to see that kids today and the youth today are already identifying what mental health is and that they're in charge of that and they can help each other and themselves. So that's just awesome.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Brenda. And you ladies are leaders. You are leaders in what you're doing. And whether it be swimming or going out and playing sports, you get involved. You're not afraid to step out there. So continue that great. Enjoy life. You know, take a bite out of it. Enjoy it. Do the things you want to do and have a good time at nobody else's expense. It's there to be eight. Take a bite. You know, it's just there to take a bite. Life is out there, so don't be afraid of it. Go grab it. Yvette, anything you want to tell us about Girls Inc. before we end the show?
Yeah, so talking about mental health is definitely something that we touch on at Girls Inc. Personally, I teach a program called Free to Love, and that basically allows girls to kind of tune in into their feelings and their emotions and kind of just like doodle, draw, write, just express themselves through that curriculum. And I think that really allows the girls to kind of have a one-on-one with themselves and really debrief about mental health. Another thing is Lean In Girls. It's an amazing opportunity for all the girls. It's a leadership program that just teaches the girls to be leaders within themselves and just recognize that they are amazing beings and they have the power to make change. Sorry, I have a few things. So as well as not only do we do the summer, we do the school after school program, and like I said before, we have transportation, we provide meals and snacks, which they've talked about Miss Claudia and how amazing her food is. I gotta say, the Alfredo is pretty good. But yeah, I just think that I enjoy watching the girls grow and really figure themselves out and watching them learn more about themselves and work with their opportunities and seeing them like kind of juggle life in real life, you know, like in
like, handle all the adjustments. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's right. I gotcha. It's wonderful when that light bulb comes on and you start to see that.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is good medicine for the soul. So here's this week's joke. What do you call a bear that has no teeth? A gummy bear.
He said those jokes at school.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Brenda. Thanks, Addie. Thanks, Mia. Thanks, Yvette. And thanks also to our listening audience. I'm going to give a shout-out to Don Landis of Lantis Fireworks. Thanks for another great season of pyrotechnic beauty that graced the Sioux City skies. Our country's 250th birthday is only 3 years away, so line up those fireworks now. And don't forget to visit the new and improved Stuff Store. New stuff arriving daily. Stuff is located in the former Indian Hill Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Ginny Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services now hiring therapists, full and part-time, and help for our Stuff Store. If you're interested, call our HR manager at 293-4700. When things aren't going well, we'll air next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. Be kind to your mind.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.